And we have a special treat right now, which is a former employee of Raven Radio. Marika Partridge is on the line with us, and she is the very first program director of Raven Radio. And in fact, she was the very first voice that was heard on Raven Radio on the sign-on back in 1982, the 6th of March.
This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, partially funded by the community of Sitka as well as the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, signing on the air. I am Marika Partridge, and it brings me humongous pleasure to welcome all of you who happen to be listening to this, our very first historical broadcast. During the next couple of weeks, we're going to be on the air in the evenings, beginning at 5, and as soon as we get the bugs worked out of our system, we're going to sign on for our full broadcast day, and we'll be sure to let you know all about that.
That a recording from the very first moments that Raven Radio breathed life. And, you know, that one still kind of makes me tear up to this day. There are a couple things about it that really hit home. And we have Marika on the line right now. Marika, can you hear us okay?
It can. Hi.
Wow. You're
Sitka.
Hi, Sitka. Hi, Marika.
Hi, Marika.
So,
I'm quite proud that I chose the word humongous. I don't get to see it that often.
So
I have humongous pride that I'm still called to fundraise on the spring fundraiser. So thank you for checking in with me, Ken.
Well, it's a pleasure always to talk with you. I know that you traveled here to Sitka for the 25th anniversary of Raven Radio, or the 20th of Raven Radio being on the air. And I know that you're hoping and planning to be here for the 30th reunion, which is scheduled for next summer.
I'm coming.
All right.
Hooray.
I'm coming, man. It's a long trip, but I've set aside the time.
So, yeah. Marika, one of the things that really hits home, I think Raven Radio, over the 29 years that we've been on the air, has been fueled by passion, fueled by people that really care deeply for quality community radio and not to compromise and not to take what has been done elsewhere and let that be enough, but rather to take the idea of what a community radio station could be and pursue that relentlessly. And there's so many people that have really tried so hard to live up to what I think the very beginnings of Raven Radio were. And there's a moment in that recording of your voice kind of catching when you're breathing in to introduce the program, All Things Considered. There's just a little catch, and it seems to me like that's that moment of going on the air just had to be the culmination of so much effort and passion from so many people. Can you tell me just a little bit about what went into that moment?
Well, I had moved down to Sitka from Juneau and looked for the radio people. I heard that they were starting something, and there was a man who had sort of spearheaded it, whose name was Todd, and I would have had to look back at my diary, I think, to find his last name. He was killed in a climbing accident, and I ended up putting an ad in the Sentinel, trying to find the people who had been starting the station so I could get involved too. And Todd had the kind of energy that would have, you know, spearheaded it and gotten them on the air. And I took it on. It was a shoebox of papers. And I was going to those community broadcast, the NFCB, National Community Broadcasters Groups. That's where I met Rich McClear. And he was such a visionary that it all, you know, he began to really say, that's what I've always wanted to do, Sitka. And he fueled the passion quite a bit. And, you know, Steph was early chairman of the board. People were really interested in getting information. And what I find interesting is, like, okay, now I'm in Washington, D.C. We have all the information. What you have there in Sitka that really proves to be a special card is that isolation. So you are hearing the same thing at the same time as your peers. It's really a discussion point. You get to create this shared dialogue on a local level that it is so rare. We all have a little bit too much information going on in most towns, cities. And so you have this, over these 30 years, it's like a very sophisticated portrait of Sitka. from the past, all these years and all those threads that have woven and all the poetry and the, you know, the John Straley and the, you know, I know, I hope he's still on the air. I mean, I'm going to shout out to the people who were there when I was there and say, I know you have lots of opportunities to give, but now's a good time. It's 747-5877 or kcaw.org. And I'm going to pledge as soon as I get off this call. I'm pledging, and I really challenge my mates from the past, you know, Staff and Vern, Don Muller, Mary Chambers, all the people in Thompson and A&B Harbors, all the people on Glenican Island and all the islands out there that I used to frequent in my old kayak. So, you know, it's really, I'm so looking forward to seeing you all next summer.
So, and Marika,
you're thriving there in Sitka.
I've just got to say, there are undoubtedly people listening, those that you've named and many that you have not, that were listening at that very first moment. And I would like to say that if you were listening that moment of sign on for Raven Radio some 29 years ago, that's worth a phone call this morning if you've yet to make a phone call. Just to say hi, if you're not going to pledge, but just to say, yeah, I was there. I heard Raven Radio go on the air. That would be a fantastic message to get from you. And I'll bet you know the number is 747-5877. Describe your old kayak, Marika.
I had a Klepper. And I got as far down as the hot springs. That was an overnight trip. That was a wow, big seas. But we used to go out to you know, a number of the islands and crazy things like swim in that cold ocean.
So you were with Raven Radio from before sign on, and then once sign on occurred, what was it like recruiting and training volunteers? Were people running through the door or kind of intimidated or a mixture?
You know, we reached out and it was a mixture. Some, you know, people really wanted time and then sometimes one of us, I remember Jake Schumacher running across a guy whose name I can't remember, who just had such a major country western repertoire, and Jake got him in, and you know, he had kind of a serious whistling thing that would happen when pronounced an S.
I think that might have been RG.
Yeah,
RG Williams, I think.
He's fantastic. I mean, it's like I don't want to name other people with voices that didn't feel like radio voices sometimes, but we got them all on, little kids, people with stammers. And of course, beautiful radio voices. We had Warren Christensen, a very idiosyncratic classical programmer, and Dee Longenbaugh. And I mean, people wanted to be part of it, and I think we made it easy. We had that Raven 101. We would teach them and say, it's not hard. You can do this.
And you know, Marika, to this day, when we train people, we say that the point of being on the air here is not to sound like you're an announcer on a radio station. The point is that you're a human being, and that you've got music to play and stories to tell and things to share. And we still do that. We still follow that creed.
That makes me humongously proud.
There's that word again.
I gotta milk it.
So, Marika, what did you do after you left Sitka?
Well, one of the things that I did as program director was I would go out for training sometimes, or somebody else would, and we would find that, you know, for the same amount of money, we could bring one person in. And so we began to bring some good training people in, radio production people. And then at one point we brought Scott Simon in. His show wasn't yet on the air, but he was a reporter of par excellence. And somehow he said to me, I was thinking maybe I need to move on, you know, to kind of, my parents are on the East Coast. Maybe I should go East, and things were changing socially for me, and, you know, love life things were changing. And I thought, let's go. I can go. And Scott said, there's a place you can, I think you'd be great. So I was drawn to NPR. And I did get my little foot in the door, and it was a you know, real climb. You have to like dig your fingers in and just try to be better and best and never need a nap or anything. So
a lot of work then.
I got my foot in the door, and I started as an overnight kind of a a little rip and read person from the AP wires, and then a little bit of news writing, and then I became an engineer, and then I directed All Things Considered for about 15 years, and I quit that about 10 years ago. Now I'm doing some freelancing, and I work on Pro Tools at home, and
wow. Yeah. And then that's a story that I love to tell, is that when volunteers come in and say, I'd like to get trained, you know, what can I do? I said, well, you can do a radio show, and or you could go off and direct All Things Considered. That's all possible and has been done from here. And then the other thing that actually happened from here is the origination of Afropop Worldwide, that program, which I know that you used to be involved with. Can you say just a word about that?
Well, Sean Barlow came up to try to make money in the fisheries to support his interest in Indian classical music. And he did about, I made a 6-part series in the Carnatic traditions of northern India. And then he kind of, his attention turned eventually towards Africa. But he came to Sitka to try to fund his travel loss, but thinking this would be just a great way to kind of beef it up in a short period of time so he could then go travel. And he wanted to travel, but he wasn't yet a radio person. I hate to say that Carnatic thing was a little out of place in time, but we got him started. Then he did his explorations in world music, went on to do that India thing. You know, yeah, Sean started as a Slimer in the down on Halibut Point Road. Or I'm not sure actually where he was, but
Catalan, I think it's Sitka Sound Seafood.
Yeah, Catalan, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
And and then so you got him trained and in and doing a volunteer show at Raven Radio, and he went on to be the producer of Afropop Worldwide, which you then were editing for quite a while, huh?
Well, I was editing, but you know, the money is very short and they have to just go without an editor. As you know, money is really short, which is why it's also an achievement that Raven Radio is thriving and has a beautiful new air room and that sort of thing. I saw Sean recently, and he's really doing well. And he's kept his thing alive too. It's fantastic.
Well, give Sean the best from Raven Radio. And one last thing I want to ask before I let you go, and we move on with this morning, which is going well, but we sure do need some more phone calls. I know folks are kind of stopped while we kind of listen to some significant, mm-hmm. wonderful history. But I just wanted to say one thing we're headed towards is local news. And how did the local news start up when you were starting the station? Who was the news director?
Let's see. We had a little bit of a changing over staff at the beginning. It stabilized, of course. It didn't take long to stabilize. John Newstrom was an early news director, but you just throw this at me.
Sorry, Mark. I know. Well, Will Swagel was involved quite a while back.
Will Swagel was very, very involved. And, he was like an absolutely amazing news volunteer because he just had everything that he needed, and he had a different job. So he was a wonderful news volunteer. And, Rich had a tremendous commitment and belief in local news. And I think that our news department, you know, remains, because I get online and look at Raven. I looked on the day of the scary tsunami idea. And I thought that your presence in the community is vital for news and just shared concerns, shared loves of music, all from a local spin. I mean, Raven is a treasure for Sitka. How lucky. And I know that there are other communities that relate through translators, but it's a regional dialogue that is very rare. Again, I wanted to stress that it's that you are a community in touch with yourself, and I'm so proud to have an association with you.
Marika, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Don't forget, it's 747-5877, as it always was.
All right, and always will be. Marika, have a wonderful day. We're gonna-